Oh my gosh, here we go. Good morning, everybody. Morning. How are you doing?
Everybody's doing good, I think.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day.
We're going live right now, so if you can not hear us, let us know in the comments because we will have to come back and fix it all up.
Yeah.
But needless to say, let's get this party started. We have a whole bunch of stuff that we want to talk about. Can you hear us? Kimberly, can you hear us? Please just say yes. And then we're moving forward. Well, we're going to move forward anyway. So let's get this party started. And it literally goes like this.
We'll find out everything.
Okay, guys, last week we had a major hiccup and we couldn't have put it back together, but it was also because I'm going to blame it on whatever happened with Facebook and Instagram. They just like went down and my brain was just not
weren't feeling it.
And everybody says, what happens if Facebook goes down? What are you going to do? Well, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go and download the app at theprescotttimes.com. And just FYI, that's what we do here. Yep. And I'm just going to put this up on the screen real quick. This is brought to you by theprescotttimes.com. And if you guys want to go ahead and be a part of what we got going on, please do so. Follow us, like us, also download our app for free and all the information that comes there for, you know, whatever it is. So with that being said, tell everybody who you are and what you're doing here with Crazy San Martin.
Good morning, everybody. I am Alicia Maloof, and I am here to tell everybody what is happening in the beautiful Quad City / Yavapai County area so that we can all get out and start enjoying this sort of nice weather. Let me know, obviously minus some wind, but beautiful weather. It's time to get out and start enjoying some stuff.
Dude, it was beautiful this past weekend. Yes. I took advantage of it and I had to do like, I felt like a little reset.
Yeah.
And I just went a little east and also a little north to go ahead and figure out what life is all about.
Yeah.
And so I went to Jerome and I also went to Cottonwood to go check out some of the new things that are happening. But I'll get back to that. Look who's on here. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning.
And then good morning, North Arizona Social.
Good morning.
How you doing? Guys, I don't know if you like the backdrop, but this is the new backdrop. We are trying to do a couple extra things. So if you guys want to go ahead and see more, if you guys want to be on this screen right here, all you got to do is hit us up, and I am thinking that you can go ahead and hit us up over at theprescotttimes.com. So if you guys want to be a part of what we got going on, be sure to go ahead and message us because we definitely have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do.
And last week, I feel like I made the mess up. It was messed up. It was because we didn't have no voice and we had two amazing guests in here. And we want to kind of cover that real quick so you guys know. And it's happening tonight. So if you guys are a part of, what would you say, the business world, the idea of what these guys are doing, Senior Referral Network.
Yes.
It's actually a pretty big deal.
It is. No, they have come from, like they were saying yesterday or last week, which we couldn't hear. They started with around, I think they said like their first mixer, maybe there was about 200 people there, and now they're pushing, you know, 400 or 500 people almost. And it's not just, I mean, it's all kinds of businesses, but I mean, yes, it is geared towards the senior community, but you don't maybe realize how much your business is part of the senior community until you go to one of these things and you listen, you start talking to a whole bunch of other people. It's an absolutely amazing network.
Yeah, I really like it because one, it's a different type of approach of networking.
Yes.
And because it says senior, doesn't mean it's for seniors. It's literally for, for seniors,
yes.
But if you have a business and you want to go ahead and provide services to the elderly, and let's be really honest, like this is the season of all the baby boomers that are going into nursing homes and also into that state of like they need help. They need help.
Yep.
And we want to create a circle of businesses that are willing to go ahead and service that industry. So if you guys want to be a part of it, tonight is the night and it's happening here in Prescott, Arizona, over at the Used to be called the Adult Center. Now it's called the Center
off of Roster. So yes, get there, and they have parking now, which you can, we were really excited about telling everybody that last week that nobody got to hear, but they have lots of parking. Lots so there's no parking, parking issues. They've got food, booze, and parking. No, so no, I mean, honestly, no, what no can parking. You?
You might want to have to move to the left a little. So
this way,
I'm blocking your head.
Here we go.
To the left.
See, so now we can kind of like sit over here, and it's like fit in the screen.
This is all always messy. There it is. Here we go. Got it.
All right. So, what's up, Michael? How you doing? Say hello from Coco Valley Custom Woodworks. What's up, man?
Good morning, Michael.
Okay, so I'm squirreling.
I actually really wanted
to go and hang out with him at his shop.
Okay.
And I wanted to create one of those axe throwing things. I want to have
are so fun.
I want to have a marketing thing where we could just do like man stuff, barbecue.
Yes.
Axe. I mean, and obviously if women want to show up to go ahead.
Oh, I love axe throwing. That's so much fun. It's so much
Michael,
fun.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Kimberly says she's going to be there tonight.
Yeah. Oh, Kimberly's always there. She knows
everywhere.
Where to be. She's everywhere.
All right. So we have a lot to talk about today. Yeah. We really want to get through it, but you came in and you're just like so excited about something. And what am I going to do? I'm going to go ahead and add this to the stage.
Yes. So for those, I mean, obviously in this area, especially when we have a high school that is, you know, centered around, you know, equestrian, animal, you know, all that kind of stuff. So if I'm saying it wrong, I apologize, but Vetterisen. So they are actually have an open starting March 1st, it opened and it goes until April 15th. They're offering two $2,500 scholarships right now for any seniors who are looking to go into their next season of education in whether it be agriculture, including animal health and food sciences. So this is the website. You have your website right there at vetterisen.com/scholarship. And you can apply. You have to be a high school senior, but definitely a really good opportunity because scholarships, you know, you can only do so much with financial aid anymore. And let's not try to put our kids straight into debt right out of the gates trying to go into school. So if you can do this, I mean, this is a great opportunity. Like I said, seniors in high school, vetterisen.com/scholarship. Two $2,500 scholarships are up for grabs. So I highly suggest looking at that, taking a look at it, and maybe getting yourself, you know, getting yourself on the right foot financially to get into college and, you know, like I said, nobody wants to send their kids out there into the world with
that is actually pretty
boatload of debt.
Yeah, I mean, like literally, don't do it. It's not
if you don't have to, don't do it.
And there's and just FYI, there's a lot of free courses that are being given by some of the colleges around the area. Yavapai College, I'm pretty sure, does offer some free courses. And if you go to their website, there's actual video courses for whatever you are trying to get yourself into. So just
advantage. Yeah. My mom was a financial aid advisor at a community college in Northern California my whole life. And that was always like her biggest thing was go to all of the things that you can find about financial aid. There's so many options out there, not just straight take the money and, you know, hope to pay it back later. This is like there's so many scholarships, so many grants that are out there that you might not even know about. So definitely take advantage of all of those services, whether, you know, at Yavapai College or wherever you may be looking.
That'd be, I wish there was something like that for me. Oh, there was something like that for me. I actually did not graduate high school. And then somebody like coached me and said, you know what you need to do? Is go back and get your GED. And I was like, all right, you know, I can accomplish some things. I get to go to the classes. The next thing you know, I am completely not attracted to my work. And I'm like, I got to go to a business meeting. And it just couldn't, it took me off. But that wasn't the cool part. The cool part was if you do like take your GED, I guess there was some like alternative things that you could go at the same time and like doing nursing, and they were trying to create more curriculum so you could go ahead and start doing classes in college for a better future for yourself.
Absolutely. There's options
right
now.
Free or something. I don't know.
There's options now there's high school students that are like juniors in high school that are taking classes that also matriculate into the community colleges and stuff like that. So a lot of them are graduating high school with only a few, you know, few credits away from getting their AA already. So starting them off already, you know, getting them out there, if you know, because there's some kids that just know exactly what they want to do right out of the gate. And there's so many options now for them to really hit the ground running.
This is an opportunity. Yes. And this is the time to go ahead and get everybody involved.
Yep.
And the only way that we can go ahead and get them involved is by letting you guys know what's happening.
Absolutely.
So, Chris Starr, good morning from Groom Creek. Nice today.
Good morning. But
getting wintry again. Yeah, that's true. I think there is actually some rain coming again. And the temperature is going to go down again. Like, it's like normal.
It's normal during this time. It's that fake spring.
Yeah, it's that fake spring. So, once again, this podcast is literally, or pod, vlogcast, whatever you want to call it. We call it vlog because it's a video. Mm-hmm. But this whole point of this vlog is to tell you guys about some of the things that are happening in our community of Yavapai County. And I got a video that I want to share with you guys. It was actually one of the most, like, fun times that I had, and I'm sorry that you weren't there to enjoy it with us.
It's okay.
But it was phenomenal. I literally freaking loved it. So I'm gonna go ahead and put this first one up, and we're gonna have to mute it because we don't want it to be flagged on our stuff. So this was over at Merkin. You ever been to Merkin? Merkin Vineyards, or this was on top of the hilltop restaurant. It was beautiful, as you see in this this little video. There's a flight of stairs, but there's also a elevator, so you don't have to like climb up, but we climbed up because it was there. And then we took the elevator down. I think I got a little video of that as well. But this is the patio down there. Wow. In Cap Verde or Cottonwood, and it was beautiful.
Amazing.
Like, completely beautiful.
I'm telling you, Cottonwood knows what they're doing.
Yeah,
right?
Cottonwood
definitely
knows what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
And we are going to take a little trip down to Cottonwood, and hopefully we can go ahead and mingle amongst all the restaurants that this company owns. And so I don't know if that's the final one that we wanted to do, but it is what it is. And so I want to go to the next one as well. Oh, not that one. This way. And last night I had an opportunity to go check out the wine pairing dinner over at the Gray Room. Have you been to the Gray Room?
I have not been to the Gray Room.
So they got a little bit of a new deal going on over there. And the food is coming out a little bit more like than usual than they have been.
Okay.
And so everybody's like trying to, fit into the food movement.
Right.
And Chef Alex up there at the Bucky's Casino. Amazing. Really, really did amazing in the ambiance and the whole seating arrangement. This is the first thing that was on our plates when we got there. This is the second. There's octopus in that one. Have you ever had octopus?
No.
All right. There's Alex right there talking to Sarah from the Medina Hospitality. This right here was like a chorizo with some bakery that came from his hometown of Puerto Rico. And it was all paired with Spanish wine. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, what? This right here, I have no clue what it was, but it was amazing. I mean, like, it was like simply amazing. That white stuff is actual a cheese.
Oh.
And it was amazing. And also there were snails in there. So that was lamb. That was a lamb chop. I think it's going to come back. No, I didn't get that extra one. So the next course was a lamb leg. Mm-hmm. And then this right here was the final, and it was a dessert. And every one of them was paired with a specific type of wine. I don't think they got the last one paired right.
Okay.
Because it was like sweet, and then the
probably like a port.
Rosé.
More of like a port.
It's like a rosé that was just didn't. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, the food was amazing, but
right.
The wine pairing for the last one was not.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
So these things right here are something that you guys definitely want to be a part of. Make sure you follow, like, comment, and share, and you guys will still get in our algorithm so you can see these things that are happening in general.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Abundance and International Cuisine.
Speaking of good food.
Yeah, she was actually the plate setting for the thing because it was like especially big.
Yeah.
And so they brought up all their little miscellaneous stuff that was on the table. And if you guys want to see the photos, I could possibly put that up as separate, but I just put it all in one little compilation.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun.
Very cool.
I wish that you were there.
I know. It's okay. I get it.
And today, which is kind of crazy, I wish you were going to be there for that one, but we are going to the thing over here at Embry Riddle. I'm trying to remember how to say it. The one where you see all the stars.
Planetarium.
We're going to the planetarium right after this. This is like literally my, we've been trying to get in touch with them and also in line with them since last year because they just barely opened up last year.
Gotcha.
For some reason, we just got missed in translation. And then we were supposed to go there during this last snowstorm. But now we get a chance, and it happens to be right after this.
Gotcha.
So, sorry.
That's okay.
See how you are? I'm doing all these things for fun. But there's going to be a trip down to Camp Verde, and then I want you to definitely be a part of it.
Oh, I will. Definitely.
I want you guys all to be a definitely. Part of it, for sure.
Definitely.
All right. What else do we want to talk about?
There's so much going on. Well, it is. We've got St. Patty's Day this weekend.
Ooh.
So we can't miss that. So Grand Highland Hotel.
Do you ever
gates open at 2 p.m.
Do you ever feel like an Irish person when it comes to St. Patty's Day?
I just know because I'll just drink. I don't need a holiday. I'm just kidding.
I don't need no damn holiday.
I don't need a holiday to tell me to go have a drink.
Well, obviously the St. Patty's Day pub crawl.
I did go last
really
year.
Really initiates that, and it's on a Sunday, so. If you don't get anybody on a Monday, there's a really big chance.
I actually went last year and we had a really good time. And it wasn't like it was obviously it was packed, but it wasn't like crazy. And it was a great time. We just kind of we started at Founding Fathers and then out on the patio because I remember it was a beautiful day. So started there. And then I think we went to Matt's and then we were at Jersey Lily. And after that, I don't remember. I know we Ubered.
It went somewhere. Yeah. Excuse me.
I know we
Make
were smart.
Make sure you guys taken a taxi or Uber
or Lyft, whatever.
Because they are going to be doing, what they do best on every one of these hallways
should.
To make sure the roadways are safe and drivable for pedestrians that are not taking advantage of this moment of time in life. But that's what it's all about.
Yes.
So once again, guys, if you guys want to go ahead and be a part of this show right here and all the events that are happening, email the info@theprescottimes.com and we'll get you guys on. But make sure you put in the title, want to be on Yavapai Pie Pulse podcast. Please, and make it happen, my friends. So these are the other things that are happening this week.
Okay.
We are acknowledging that the Wranglers are coming to town. They're here
Saturday,
already.
First game.
And so it just so happens that it's going to be happening this Saturday.
Yep.
Tailgating starts early. Tonight, the season ticket holders and also the media and sponsors are coming to the arena, Finley Toyota Center.
Okay.
So I got to go ahead and go to the Senior Referral Network and then shoot out to Prescott Valley to go ahead and do a little bit of pictures. So it's kind of like on the same day type of crap.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Never.
Crap stuff, whatever. Whatever.
You know what you meant.
Yeah, I know what I mean. So that's going to be happening. And if you guys don't know about this, did you know that the tickets are on sale for the world's oldest rodeo? Now, these tickets are a hot commodity,
yes.
But make sure you go to only the worldsoldestrodeo.com.
Yeah.
Anywhere else is a scam or it's going to take your money.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how it is. And do not buy tickets online when they say, hey, I got an extra 4 tickets that I want you to sell.
I swear.
Unless you actually know the person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not going to happen.
No.
And this just came up just because we're talking about the Wranglers. We're doing a business mixer at the end of the month over at Finley Toyota Center. And we got our buddies from the Prescott Trade Network and also the Wranglers to go ahead and be a part of this amazing event that brings business owners, business entrepreneurs, leaders, management all together in one location. So you go ahead and, you know, do what you do best.
Do you need to RSVP for that ahead of time, or is it kind of a just show up, or how do you?
I like the RSVP because it really honestly makes me feel better.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we just go ahead and set it up as if there's going to always be like 60 to 100 people.
Okay.
And so we never get lost in that translation.
Gotcha.
And just because it's in September, but we are wanting to actively tell everybody about Yavapai County Fair sponsorship opportunities because literally 50+ thousand people come to this event every year. Well, actually in the past 3 or 5 years, it's starting to grow massively. So this is a great opportunity to go ahead and put your business inside of the Yavapai County Fair for, I think it's like 4 days, 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
It goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 4 days.
4 days.
So this is an opportunity of a lifetime if you guys want to go ahead and sponsor. And I should have put another one up there. And it's going to be the Moonlight Movie Nights. At,
yes.
That's coming up. Gosh,
that's exciting.
Darn it. You know what?
Where does that usually, have those at?
Kinley Field. You ever been to Kinley Field?
I don't think I have.
I'm going to put this on right here. Moonlight Movie Nights. Oh, Moonlight Movie Nights. I'm going to download this right now because I need to keep it up and rocking.
Yeah.
So the city The city of Prescott and the Harold James Family Trust have teamed up. And what we want to do is have a night for family and friends for the community.
Right.
And it's free to you guys. That's the best part.
That's the best part.
But you know what? To help, you know, take care of some of the cost, because it's not really cheap to go ahead and put this thing
on.
To go ahead and help with the cost, we would love sponsors. And it would be like a double, like, hey, you get to go ahead and put your name up there. And then we get to go ahead and keep on having fun for the community. And plus, once again, it's a free event. So it's like, you know, why not make it happen?
Especially right now, everybody's looking for free. Everybody could use a little free fun.
So it starts in the May 3rd.
Okay.
It's every Friday until the end of June. So that's 9 months or 9 weeks. 9 weeks of nothing but fun for you guys to go ahead and be a part of.
That is awesome.
I would love everybody to be a part of it. Yeah. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for sponsors. We're looking for fun events for kids and families.
Okay.
So, and you bring your own, like, you know, family events. I just don't think that hitting a baseball will be one of them.
No, let's not do that.
You can do catch, though. You can do catch with football, baseball, because there's such a big field. You could go ahead and separate.
Can you bring, like, your own food and drinks and all that kind of stuff?
You can definitely bring your own food and drinks, but no drinking, alcohol.
Right.
And there is going to be a food truck there. La Tapatia already said, hey, I'm in. We're going to be in this year. And then we have base painting. We have bounce houses, and then we had a hot dog stand. I'm pretty sure it might still come back this year. Okay. And what else do we have? As of right now, that's all I could think of.
That's still enough.
Which is pretty
that's still
cool.
Pretty good.
Oh, Ricky was there last night. Good morning, Ricky. How you doing? For the what do you call it? The St. Patty's Day crawl?
Yes.
I guess they're throwing a party over at Grand Highland Hotel.
Yes, the gates open at 2 p.m., goes from 2 to 10. They'll have, you know, you're going to have music, you're going to have food, you're going to have all kinds of fun stuff. So photo booth, there'll be a photo booth there as well. So definitely want to check them out and get yourself in there as part of the festivities.
What are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this week? It's spring break.
So I'm actually going tomorrow. I'm going out to visit family. So taking the kids out to, I'm actually going to go California and go visit family. And my oldest daughter still lives in California. So I get to see my oldest daughter. I haven't seen her since Christmas. So I'm really,
that's so awesome.
I'm really excited about that.
Jima?
Am I what? I'm not that yet. No, she's not that old. She's only 21. We're not there yet.
All right,
Don't you put that in the universe? So that's part of it. But actually, I was at the Prescott Valley Library yesterday with my little ones, and they had up there this week. If you have kids that are looking for something to do, they are doing a scavenger hunt, a Super Mario Brothers scavenger hunt all week at the Prescott Valley Library. And as long as you go in, get a free library card, you can't beat that. It's free. And you could go in there and do a little Super Mario Brothers scavenger hunt with the kiddos and spend the day there and get yourself some books, or they have games that you can even check out. If they're, you know, there's games, there's books, there's STEM kits. If you've got those kids like my oldest boy who loves tinkering and building and doing all that kind of stuff, you can check out STEM kits there. And you can go online, see what they're offering for that month or for that week. And you could put it on hold so nobody else gets it. And you could go in, pick it up, and you can, you know, you can take up to 50 items. You can check out up to 50 items at the library and keep it for 3 weeks. It's really, I mean, honestly, it's really cool. And if you're there with your kiddos and maybe you're one of those who are starting to maybe do some gardening, we're getting into that season as well. As an adult with your library card, you can go down and they have a seed bank. So you can go down and I believe, don't quote me on it, but I believe it's up to 3 packets of seeds that you can get at a time for free. So they've got vegetables, they've got florals, they've got, they've got fruit, all kinds of cool stuff that you can, I mean, honestly, there's so many opportunities out there, you guys. And it could be something fun too for the kids too. If they want it, you want to start doing gardening for homeschool parents and stuff like that. You want to start doing the gardening, you get free seeds and you can
add that. Do you have a garden?
I don't, but we are actually, because we are doing some grading and all that kind of stuff in the backyard so that we can start putting up our raised beds.
Nice.
I did, guess what else I did this weekend?
Do?
We adopted 2 donkeys.
Why?
Because they're great. They're great for, we have coyotes, so they're great in keeping the, like we have, we also have 20 something chickens. So they're great at keeping the chickens safe. And they're 8 months old and we got them from a sanctuary. We have 2 dogs.
They don't keep the chickens safe?
And have you, do you know how coyotes can do? I mean, dogs are great and all, but they'll get those dogs too. But no, so we got two little 8-month-old donkey boys, Willie and Merle.
Willie and Merle.
Did
they come with the name?
No, we named them.
Willie and Merle.
They'll be at our home in about at the end of the month.
Okay, so is it named after something?
Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard?
Yeah. Is that what you did?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hey, it was intentional. I was like making sure
on the same level. My animals are named very intentionally. So
she was like, I was listening to a song.
Yeah.
Gosh, are you guys gonna get horses?
Not yet. My boys aren't old enough yet to help take care of it. That's why we kind of wanted to start with the donkeys and kind of they're much easier to learn how to take care of before we go to horses. We're not ready for horses.
Well, there's a lot of opportunity here in your farm. Your little mini farm.
That's the goal. That's the goal.
I like that. How many acres does it take to have a farm?
Well, I mean, like we have, it depends on your HOA and stuff. Like if you could still have acreage, but still have like a HOA or anything like that. So we have two hooved animals per acre. So we can have seven.
Are you considered a farm?
I wouldn't know. We don't consider ourselves a farm.
But you know, you could say that you are a farm
and then they
have to pay property tax.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah.
Well, look at me looking into stuff and jot that down.
Heck yeah. There's a clause if you have a farm and I don't know if it's a cow.
Probably have to be a certain amount of acreage.
But I think there's like only one cow that you had to put on your property.
We're going to do that, but we're going to raise cow just for like beef and stuff like that. So we have our own. So we're not buying.
Or you could start growing wine. Grapes.
Do we have good enough temperament, like temperature wise?
I
don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to help out the cause.
You'll taste test it all for me.
I'm just saying. Well, I'm just trying. I'm going to get out of here because why not?
Why not? It's time. We got a lot of stuff to do.
It looks like our internet just went down. It went bogged down, which is weird. They're like, hey, dude.
We're having the worst
luck. You're having fun over here. Stop it. So anyways, guys, if you guys want to be a part of whatever we have going on, please message us and be a part of what we got going on. And you can go ahead and reach us at theinfo@thepresbyterians.com, or you can go ahead and text 928-533-5104, and we will go ahead and get back to you in the meanwhile. Ooh. And as you guys don't know.
I have one final thing. Go ahead. I just want to say happy birthday to one of my besties, Tyler Williams. Happy birthday, my dear. Countdown is on for the 40th in Nashville next year.
Oh, gosh. Dang. That's Nashville. I was supposed to go. I don't know. I think.
Have you ever been?
No.
Oh, you got
to
go.
I went to New Orleans for the first time. That was the farthest I've ever been east.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I was okay with it.
Yeah. I was okay with it.
All right, guys, I got to get out of here, but make sure you follow, like, and share and comment to go ahead and keep us in your algorithms for theprescotttimes.com. And if you guys want to know more, please download our app because you will get free information.
Lots of information.
Yep. And you can go ahead and do the notifications. So just in case something crazy or wild is happening in our community, you will know about it. So with that being said, I'm out of here. Peace, love, and happiness. Let it not be war. We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Oh, wait.
What?
And love always wins.
Oh.
Bye.